see here who we have here. Can you help me pass these out, please? Thank you. Thank you very much. Give one to everybody. I like to have a news article, but I got this Sunday and next Sunday, and I got a lot of material, so I want to try to get through it all if I can. And so today and next week, we're going to talk about something that I think you'll find very interesting. It's super caps found in the King James Bible. Now, you're going to find there's a lot of messages in this type of a study. I found it to be very interesting. Hopefully you will be too. And I got a lot of information from Brother Kevin Mann. So nothing new under the sun. So I gleaned some of his truths, added some of my own. But why would I do stuff like this? Why is it important? Well, it's all about final authority. Life is about final authority. I was with a client last week. She had lost her husband. She came in with her son. We helped settling the estate. And, you know, tough situation. You lose your spouse. It's a tough thing, you know. And then I asked, have any questions for us? As we went through our procedure. And she asked this question. What is the meaning of life? Now, that's a good question I want to hear. Somebody asked a question like that. Boy, you know, guaranteed, I'm going to give them an answer, you know. But you know what? You can answer that question based on, there's a lot of answers to that question, you know, depending who's answering it and what they're asking about. But when it comes down to final authority, there's one really absolute answer, amen? So, you know, some people say, oh, you gotta have a nice family and all that, you know, that's all fine, things are good, but what does it mean in life? Well, I didn't get around to answer that because we had we were running out of time. Someone's coming in, but they're coming back, and I plan on answering that question from the final authority, which is the Word of God. And what brings that down to is, says that they're here in Hebrews, says 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So when I go through this Bible study and being in the Bible-believing churches, we get faith in the Word of God so we can trust in it, understanding it. It says in Romans 10:17, so that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so it's all kind of a vicious circle, and we're here in church age, live by faith. So what does that have to do with super caps found in a King James Bible? Literally everything. So you all got one of these sheets here, okay? And because by studying these things, we'll increase our faith in what God says. And the reason I hand this out here is because I'm going to show you some interesting things today and next week if the Lord tarries. Now, if you look at the sheet, you'll see 25 super caps here in found in the King James Bible. I'm going to cover only three this time. Just three. There's 25 occurrences total. There's 11 occurrences have to do with references to God the Father. 11 occurrences in reference to God the Son. And there's three of these which I'm going to cover today. And you know, there's negatives and positives in the Bible. Today's all negative. Okay, so it's not a real encouraging Bible study, but you want to got to have both. So we'll be negative today, and we'll be positive next week. That'd be a good time. You know why? We can have positive Bible study, whatever pastor brings up, and then we get to go have fellowship at his house. So amen. It'd be a good day, right? Food and fellowship. We're Baptists. We like that. Amen. So part of the, sometimes you know what though? The fellowship of the saints is where you get a little bit of heaven here on earth. Amen. Now, one thing folks, good believers like, they like fellowship. Amen. So we're hopeful to have that. So it'll be, I say the negative today and positive next week. Well, the three that I'm going to cover today apply literally to Satan's 5,000-year-old false religion system or church that was started back in Genesis 10:10 under Nimrod, or Babel. That's Babylon in the plains of Sinar, as we know in Scripture. This is known today as the Roman Catholic Church. Okay? This Babylonian, the Bible calls it a whore, religion comes complete with its Vestal virgins, we call them nuns, black robe priests, who are called fathers, that worship the Queen of Heaven, Mary, and have given us false Bibles out of a Catholic seminary in Alexandria, Egypt, type of the world. If you want to see quickly where a believer stands, and I think I mentioned this before, if I'd ask a believer a couple of questions where they stand, I ask them these two questions. What do you believe about the King James Bible? And who is the whore of Revelation 17, 18? You want to ask that question? Because you see where they stand. I mean, some people are afraid. That's the questions that I like answering because or asking because those questions will tell me where they are a lot of times doctrinally, spiritually. And you'll see on the large caps, super caps, God is interested in these things because he mentions them, okay? So, speaking of these large caps, it's interesting is, to note here, look at the first one and last one. It says, I am that I am. I am. Last one, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Well, he's the Alpha and the Omega. Put them together, it says, I am that I am. I am King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Ain't that cool? See that there? See how he is, you know, there's truths hidden in this marvelous book. I'm going to cover a bunch today. You're like, wow, it's pretty interesting. I hope you find some gleam of truth out here. So there I am. I am that I am. I am the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's kind of, you know, the book points to him. It's all about him. A lot of times what happens is it gets focused on us. It's all about our salvation, who we are, everything, you know. And, you know, that's our selfishness. It's about him and him being king and him being crowned. So very interesting on those things. But we're going to spend our time today on these three negative groups of super caps in this blessed book. The three negative references in this list are to Satan's false religious system. Both of them are spiritual and physical kingdoms that are counterfeits. So think of this here. Hopefully you understand the difference between the kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God, right? The kingdom of heaven is a physical kingdom, and the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. Everything that God has, the devil's trying to counterfeit. You get that. And Pastor Hoffman said a good job. It's so close. Well, the devil has this fake spiritual kingdom and this fake physical kingdom, right? And it's found, in these passages here. So a real Bible believer ought to know the difference. There are another Jesus, another Gospels, another Bible, and other kingdoms. Get that? So you can kind of see, you know, there's always a counterfeit. And it's religious in nature. So you always see what the Lord emphasizes here. You know, the devil's going to try to emphasize over here. So let's go backwards. It's interesting how it's laid out. The Bible's like a circle sometimes. You know, it repeats itself. It starts here and comes back again. It's interesting how you look at the Bible set up. So let's start backwards on these three negative passages and work our way up. So the first passage here is found in Revelation 17:5 of super caps. We have an unmistaken description of a physical, false church. Remember, there's a physical and a spiritual. The bride and the city of Satan, who is called Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. That's a very interesting, yes, that's, I put those three in red today, the bottom of the page. Please note, 13 words are in this part of scripture, and 65 letters. Huh, 5, number of death, times 13, you know, 13 words, 13. Remember last time I mentioned Genesis 13. That's the first time you find wicked sinners, right? But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. By the way, that verse has 13 words connected with Sodom and Gomorrah, 13 letters, homosexuality, 13 letters, fire and brimstone, 13 letters, and of course, their first mention of wicked sinners, 13 letters. But I guess that's all quinky dinky, I guess, right? You see that there? You find only these things in a authorized King James Bible. God puts these truths in there to say, look how amazing that thing is. So, hang on. I hope people that I'm talking to in this group, and there may be some younger people here, but understanding Mystery Babylon as the mother of harlots called the Catholic Church. It's the universal church. Universal means Catholic. It is the great whore found in 1718 right here. And when I first got saved, I read a book called Mystery Babylon Religion by Woodrow. Ever read that book? Outstanding book. When I got that book, and there's another one called The Two Babylons. I looked at one there, but I liked the Mystery Babylon. Well, it puts together as clear as can be from Scripture showing that Mystery Babylon is a physical church found in Rome there. When I flew into Rome, I remember flying into Rome. It says, we are landing in the city of Seven Hills. Like, well, how about that? They know it's the city of Seven Mountains, Seven Hills there, you know? I remember that. And so that's a great book to read. That's something very important because a lot of churches are afraid to mention that, you know? Because, you know, don't mention the great, you know, my old church I go to, I had a pin them. They never hear it. I had to pin them down. Well, is Mystery Babylon in the Catholic Church? You know, they're kind of him and Hall. They're almost afraid because why? If someone got some Catholic friends, you think you're going to offend them. This Scripture stands clearly, and God has it here. And so if God says it, take it and believe it. Just believe the Scriptures. So Revelation 17, 18. And the women which thou sought is a great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth. And so it's the Roman Catholic Church. Now, what's interesting about this year, let's look at some words that are associated with the Roman Catholic Church. Roman Catholic. What are our colors? Purple, scarlet. What do they focus on? Queen of Heaven. Easter egg hunt. Saint Nicholas. Roman soldiers. King of Babylon. The Golden City, the Antichrist, false brethren, false teachers, false prophets, false apostles, false doctrine, false religion, Judas Iscariot, Prince of Tyrus, unclean spirits, bottomless pit, Jacob troubles, and the blood of saints. What's interesting about that? All those concern, contain 13 letters. Quinky thinky, of course, right? See, there, you know, the Lord just has that in there, or in English, right there, focusing on the 13 words, wickedness. God points it out and super carefully, so we would know that. I mean, back then, they didn't know that, you know? But you see how God did it backwards in a minute, what happens here in Daniel, and how it's progressive revelation. Very interesting. So interesting about those things. I thought I'd bring those things up here now. The second group of negative caps is found in Acts chapter 17, okay? That is, if you look at my little sheet, it says, to the unknown God. Now, let's look at that for a moment, okay? Found in Acts 17:23, for as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Here, Paul is speaking to what? Religious people. Devotions? Get that? This, you know, people are always religious. So, it's an idolatrous city. What do you find? An altar. You see that? There's an altar, devotions. Lots of these practices of Athens, Greece. Where did it come from? Back to Babylon. Paul uses the description of the unknown God, and in verses 24 to 31, if you read those verses there, here he clearly giving the gospel. Now, very interesting here. If you look at Acts 17:21. It says, "For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing." That is very interesting. You can give the gospel to somebody, but a lot of times, you know what? You're talking to like a brick wall. Like they could care less. Right? The thing is, they're not listening. Right? Here they were listening. These Athens and their pious states and philosophies were listening. Hey, if you can get someone to listen, like this lady earlier says, she wants to know what's the meaning of life. If she were going to listen, I'm going to tell her. So here Paul has an opportunity, and he's in a pagan city. All these practices are from Babylon. It's a spiritual thing, and he does present the gospel. And what's interesting about what he said, it says he preached the gospel, give him information on who the unknown God was. It says, and when they had heard of the resurrection of the dead. See that? Remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 to 3, the gospel's death, burial, and resurrection. You want to include the resurrection in your gospel presentation. That separates Christianity from all the other religions of the world. Christ, we have a risen Savior, right? The greatest news of all time came from a graveyard. He is not here. He is risen as he said. That's why he always wants, that's why he can't stand the resurrection. That's why the Jews can't stand it. You know, they paid people back in the day to tell soldiers that they were sleeping. And they're sleeping. If you're sleeping, how do you know what happened? Kind of strangest thing, right? You know, imagine a court of law saying you were sleeping and that happened. Imagine that in a court of law. It'd be comical. You know, it would be no way of standing for it. Even a lot of people, Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't believe in the physical resurrection, as Brother Frank mentioned. You know, they don't believe in a physical resurrection. So if somebody is listening to you, as they were, and here Paul proclaims the gospel, you're going to get generally three responses. Ended right here. It says, some mocked, right there in verse 32. So here you have, if you could get someone to listen and present a clear gospel presentation, some of them are going to mock. It's always the case. Oh, yeah, right. You know, and that's what happened here. And others said, we will hear thee again this matter. Now, hang on a minute here. Here's another group. They didn't mock, but there's still a bad situation later. That's still a very dangerous spot to be in, amen? Because you know why? Hey, I hear you. And maybe I understand the Holy Spirit's working, but not now. Remember King Agrippa? Almost persuaded me to be a Christian. Did he ever think about it again? Bible doesn't say. That close. There's a hymn, right? So close, but yet so far away. To present someone the gospel clearly and listening is a very great thing to have. Some will mock. Some will said, we'll hear thee again this matter. And if you look at verse 34, howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed. You see that? So there's your responses. Mocking. Someone listen. Get someone to listen. They're going to mock. They're going to not now. Or three, they're going to believe. And that's always the case. So Paul is a great example of we can follow him and how he's done these things, but you can see the super caps here, how there's that spiritual kingdom all came from the devil right there with superstitions and altars and devotions and all those things. What's interesting is I was skiing a bunch of years ago, and me and Willie and his brother, all believers, and they invited out, Willie, his son, invited out a couple of friends, and they're unbelievers. But during the course of skiing, you know, we're praying, talking about the Bible, everything. So on the way home from Copper Mountain to the airport, it's about an hour and a half ride. I go, we're going to really give it to them. I mean, an hour and a half, we got an audience an hour and a half. So we just opened our scriptures up, and we just, a guy named was Billy, and we just told him clearly the scripture. I gave him my testimony. Willie gave us his testimony. I mean, there's no question about it. He said, we have an hour and a half. We ain't going anywhere. He's in the car, you know? And I go, hey, Billy, you understand what I'm saying? Yep, he understood. Well, how about it? I asked this question, how about it? You know what he told me? Number two, not now. That's a very dangerous spot. I go, well, I want to wait like you guys. I'm just going to get saved later in life. I go, wait a minute here. Someone had sat down with me for an hour and a half and presented a man, I probably would have got saved. I'm thinking I would have. I got piecemeal things, you know. And so here he was, a guy, and it's been like 5-6 years. He's now married, got a couple kids, still ain't saved. It's a very dangerous thing to say, well, not now. You know, don't think the Lord, you control the Lord. I'm going to get saved when I want. But he was number two, not understood clearly. Hey, old Catholic person, his grandfather died, his grandmom died, lost. A sad situation to say, not now. Okay, let's look at the third negative super caps. And that is found in Daniel chapter 5. Let's go to that part here. Okay. Daniel chapter 5. 25 to... Oh, in the handout I sent you, you can see I put it in blue. It's meeny, meeny, tickle, up, harson, meeny, tickle, Paris. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but pronounce it the way you want to pronounce it. Here we have Babylon and its king, who is a type of a devil or Satan, and he's warned of his impending overthrow and doom. Ain't that something? Also applies to all lost mankind. Let me read you Daniel 25:27 to get the context here. Five. It says here, and this is the writing afterwards. I'll cover what was on the wall. And this is the writing that is written. Meaning, Timbo Operian. This is the interpretation of the thing. Meaning, God had numbered the kingdom and finished it. Thou art weighed in the balances and are found wanting. Paris, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Now, in the context, it was a literal Babylon was falling, that physical kingdom, but this is a type of the spiritual kingdom to come for the devil. Amen? See how it's a picture of what's going to happen with the devil in the future? His kingdom's going to come quickly and found wanting. It's a prophecy. It's physically going to happen, but a lot of times you can have one interpretation and several applications in Scripture. Amen? So that's what's happening here. So what we have is, it's also going to apply to all mankind. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, it applies to everybody. The context is the king of Babylon, the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, type of Satan, who captured the Jews and destroyed Jerusalem in about 606 BC. As the Antichrist will do in the Great Tribulation. See that? That prophecy, that's why it works backwards. That works backwards. Note the drunken religious orgy of the day. You know, here it is. Booze, immorality go hand in hand. You know that. Anytime you find drunkenness in the Bible, you generally find immorality within a few verses all the time. Ain't that something? It's, hey, young folks, I came from the liquor industry. I put 5 years in with Coors beer and Old Stale. You know, Old Style in Chicago. Nothing good comes from the liquor business. Nothing. You told me that? The first guy I ever led to the Lord. Ken Schmicke. I was a brand new believer. I mean, I was saved a very short time. And I knew at all zeal and no Bible knowledge. He came over to my house. And for an hour and a half, I just was, how good the Lord is. And I'm saved and everything. And I didn't even know how to present the gospel to him. I just showed him some scriptures. And he left at like 11 o'clock at night. And I told him I got saved in my car. He got in his car and drove about a half mile, pulled the car over and goes, Lord, Jesus, I need what Tim Dumas got. You saved me. That's how he prayed. He just knew I was saved. And the Lord saved him. And he got home at home late, woke up and goes, hey, I got saved. I got saved. From what? From hell. You know, but he started growing. He made the statement, nothing good comes from liquor business, and nothing does. You know, get that down. I mean, so why? Hey, I'm Polish. Why spend money on that and all that? Just ain't worth it. But here again, they're having booze and a drunken orgy. They drank wine and praised the god of gold and silver and brass and iron. Ain't that? They're praising. What's a satanic worship service? You get that, folks? You get that? Ideal satanic service going on. Now, let me read verse 5. And the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed and his thoughts troubled him so that the joints of his loins were loosed and his knees smote one together. Here is God, the Lord, out of the Lord's hand, showing up and literally here wrote, and he woke up. Verse 9, then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his Lord were astonished. You know what this is? What's going on here? They're drinking. I'm from the old drinking days. They're having a buzz on. Hey, man, we're having a buzz, partying. And all of a sudden, this shows up. What they did is they lost their buzz pretty quickly, I guarantee it. They're trying to straighten up. You get that? Because all of a sudden, something fearful is happening here. Hey, buzzing, buzzing, buzzing. All of a sudden, hey, man, what's going on? Let me give you a little illustration that happened to me. I understand this in a little way. Back when I was 17 years old, my buddy got saved till 25. And me and my buddy Steve, we were in this forest preserves and we were partying. We were smoking the funny weed, you know, that's what we did. I'm a 17 year old, stupid punk kid. And it closes at sundown. But we're sitting there looking at the woods, just buzzing, and we forgot to close the sundown. So along come two police officers. And I hear him staring at the woods, I'm all buzzed up. And they walk around my sign and go, hey, you know that was to close the sundown? And I go, oh, I don't know, man. You know, I'm a 17-year-old punk kid. And my buddy Steve, in this side of the seat, was sitting there buzzing. He had a bag of marijuana in his pocket here. So, y'all remember Barney Fife? Remember that one TV show where the black skinny or a white skinny cop, Mayberry RFD? Remember that? Well, think of that skinny cop, only black guy. And he walks around the car and he reaches into my buddy's pocket and goes, hey, my man. And pulls this bag of things. You know what happened here? Like these guys probably go, oh man, I need to turn up real quickly here. It's not a good spot to be in, you know. He's pulling out this bag and he goes, and we get out of the car and I'm like, oh man, I'm trying to be like this here. Only, you know, authority's coming. Here I'm a little buzzed out. And so I'm trying to just be straight here, you know. And I go through my car and I find anything. And they said to me, you, pointing to me, you're going home. I'm like, well, that's kind of nice. And you, Steve, are going to jail. And I said, hey, man, you know, I'm glad you're going to jail, but I'm getting out of here. I'm thinking, how am I going to be able to drive out of here? And you know what I'm thinking? Punk kid, I ain't worried about my buddy. I'm thinking, he better mention my name when he calls his mom, tell him he's in jail. He better mention my name on this thing, you know? And so I'm trying to get out of there. And he was literally crying. My buddy was crying, you know? And they're scaring him. They didn't bring him to jail, but they put a scare of him, and they sure did straighten me up. This is a small thing of what's going to happen, folks. You get that? I understand, because I ain't bragging about all that stuff. Hey, that's wrong to do what I did. No, I'm glad I got saved. But don't I understand the mercy, compassion of the Lord. I know much given, much expected. I've forgiven a lot. I would never go on the streets like today and burn down things. That's violence. That's a whole different type of wickedness, you know, violence. You know, but just stupid, ignorant 17-year-old punk kids smoking dope and forced preserve. But it was scary trying to wake up like that. So I can relate to that there. And here they were seeing the hand of the Lord coming down. What that's a picture of? This is going to happen to the devil in tribulation and to what every lost, hell-bound sinner will experience when they're confronted with God's word at the great white throne judgment. Think of that. That's a scary thing. Fish, think of that. That's a type. You know, the devil's reigning. He's the god of this world, but it's stopping. Their countenance was changed. This was King Belshazzar greatly troubled and countenance changed. Very interesting. This part of Daniel is directly addressed to Satan, the husband of the great religious and pagan whore of Babylon, because Satan's religious kingdom that will ultimately be divided and fall at the second coming of Jesus Christ. Get that? It says in Revelation 14, 8, Babylon is fallen, the great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. That's no coincidence how those caps are laid out. See that? Working backwards, you got the great whore, spirit, you know, physical city, you got the spiritual, and you have Daniel predetermining judgment upon that whore, all come from Babylon. It's an amazing thing how God puts that into these super caps. Just a little bit of negative, but showing you that that kingdom, the spiritual kingdom of the devil, and the physical kingdom of the devil will soon be one day. That's pretty interesting. Now, next week, we have some fresh air. Remember, today's negative. We're going to go through the 22 super caps, and it'll be a breath of fresh air compared to this. But you need to know this, because here we see the actual doom of what happens to the devil. It's nice to see that. We have a picture of it here in Daniel. We see the final result there in Revelation. And we know, hey, you know what though? You know, all these things the devil's behind, he's going to get his day one day. All these people sometimes are pretty wicked, you know. You know, I remember Dr. Ruckman says, when they make a statement, don't worry about him. He's coming up. You know what I'm saying? He's coming up. He's coming up to give an account. Those people are all coming. Don't worry about it. Just trust the Lord. They're coming up. Don't get aggravated about it. They're coming up. And they have to give an account. And they'll stand here with this countenance, literally in outer space. That's a bad day. That's the Lord's deal. Vengeance is of the Lord. In our age, you know, back then you had things like, you know, we had vengeance back in the Old Testament when dealing with nations. Now that's the Lord's deal. God raised up some countries to make judgments, but generally it's authority. Spiritual judgment is of the Lord. Okay. Questions on any of these super caps I covered today and found in the King James Bible? Okay, very good. Okay, amen. Well, a little bit of advertisement. I put a brochure on there. I'm sure Brother Hoffman will cover it for Riverwalk 2021. We've been doing the Riverwalk for 25 years. We have a date on September 10th, a Friday. Couldn't get a Saturday. Come on out. And if you can, 5 to 10, come anytime you want. We have a free rein there. We get permits. We can hold signs, pass tracks, preach. I got a microphone there and amplification. Naperville is the second largest per capita city in the country. Are you aware of that? Number two. So it's a very affluent area. Being as those people hear the gospel too. Well, I'm kind of a little snotty, you know, hey, you know, look with me and everything. But you know what though? You know what though? With all that are going around out there, there are still people, remember? That stuff, there's no real happiness in there. They're listening. You know, maybe they'll take a track home. Maybe they'll read a sign. But hey, what though? Be part of that. Nothing better than the Lord using you to be able to give out some truth from the Word of God. Me and Gene and a couple friends were out yesterday, and we had two people that literally, I think, were interested in hearing. Go, hey, I want to hear this. Like I mentioned here in Acts, they wanted to hear. That's unusual, but you know what though? Hey, a lot of them saw signs, a lot of thumbs up on the signs, but a couple people come out. You never know who can is ready, and you pray about it, and nothing better than being used of the Lord. Amen? Okay. Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for these super caps found in the King James Bible. A lot of truth hidden in them. And we can find some more next week if the Lord tarries on the other 22. So we're thankful that we have confidence in your word. It's how you have these truths and meanings put there for us to be able to search them out. And this is kind of negative, but get positive knowing what happened to that old devil. Yeah, your days are numbered, Charlie. Yes, they are. Amen, amen, amen. So we're glad that you revealed it to us through your word. I pray now as we just close here that you maybe be able to use this to help some folks out. I pray, Lord, for Brother Hoffman as he comes here in a little bit and opens up the word of God. May our hearts be ready to receive the word. And I pray where we can be moved and changed and get some truths out of there. We can apply to our life so that you would be glorified. And we give you the praise, the honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.